This oral history is brought to you with the support of Guttman students and staff and funded by the American Council of Learned Societies and the Mellon Foundation. Enjoy.
Hi, my name is Samantha Rios, and I'm interviewing Sarah Abdulaziz in Staten Island, New York, on March 16th, 2020. Do you give me permission to record this oral history?
Yes, I do.
Okay, where did you grow up?
I was born and raised in Brazil.
Okay. Could you tell me a story about Brazil? First thing that comes to mind, maybe?
Oh, it's a beautiful, beautiful country. It's hot. Oh my God, it's just such a peaceful place. And the only bad thing is the poverty. Like, it's a lot of, you know, poverty. A lot of poor people, but everything else is so beautiful.
Okay. Why did you leave your country of origin?
Because my mother wanted a better life for us. You know, like, it's a very poor country, you know, right. And she wanted us to go, you know, have a better life. And that's why she brought us here.
How old were you?
I was actually, when I left Brazil, I was like 12.
12?
Yeah.
Okay. Do you miss anything about your country?
I have family there, so I miss my sister that she's there, you know, like, yeah, I just miss my sister.
Okay, what did you say when your parents said you were leaving?
Well, I was very young. I was like 11, 12 years old. So when my mom say you get a, she didn't ask, you know, she didn't ask me, oh, do you want to go? She just told me, we're going to America.
Mm-hmm.
And when she told me that, you know, I was young. So, like, just me and my mom, that's all I care about. So I really didn't thought about anything, you know, more.
Right. What were your expectations of the United States? If you had any.
I really didn't have any. You know what I mean? Like, we didn't talk much about the U.S.,
mm-hmm.
you know, when I was, like, back then. It was just about me going with my mom to another country, actually.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
What did you think about it? About moving?
About moving here? Like, when
Yeah.
It was scary a little bit, you know? But, like, my mind was just, I'm with my mom, so I'll be safe, you know?
Yeah.
So that's...
Tell me about your journey to New York. Did it go according to plan?
Not at all. Not at all. You know, I was supposed to come here with my mom, and... We found out my dad passed away back there, mm-hmm. back in Brazil. So she told my aunts that lived here, like, you know, can I leave my daughter with you guys, you know, and she went back to Brazil. So it was just, you know, being a country where you didn't speak no English and right. you didn't have a way of communicate with your mom's sister, you know, your mom's sisters and stuff was a little bit hard.
Mm-hmm.
It was so hard.
How did New York City meet and fail to meet your expectations?
How New York City met my expectations, I mean?
Yeah.
Well, I wouldn't choose to go back to Brazil. I mean, this is my home now. You know what I mean? I mean... This is a country where, you know, like, I can be who I am, the freedom that gives it to me, you know? It's, yeah. It's like I would go back home, like, for vacation, but this is home. Right. So it definitely, you know, it met my expectations, you know?
Okay.
I don't know if it makes any sense.
How were you received upon arriving in your neighborhood specifically and the United States more generally?
I mean, I didn't really speak the language, so, you know, it's not like, I guess it was okay. I mean, I really, you know, I didn't speak the language, so I had to go to school to learn the language. So it's not, was, I guess, okay, I guess. I mean, it was good.
Right. Did you move directly to New York first, or was it somewhere else that you moved?
No, I moved straight. I came straight to New York.
Okay.
Yeah.
How did you adjust to a new language or culture in New York?
Oh, that was hard. You know, when I came here, I didn't speak no English. It was so hard to communicate. you know, to ask anybody for anything. And then I went to ESL, mm-hmm. you know, English as a second language. And I was taught to like the language. But it was hard in the beginning. I was young. I didn't, you know anything. But it's good now.
How long did it take for you to learn the language?
Oh my God, I still don't know the language.
Really?
No, really, no. I mean, it's still, man. It's a learning process. Every day, it's a learning process with me.
Right.
Long time.
Okay. What new opportunities were available to you upon your arrival in New York?
Well, when I start learning English on ESL, and you know, like over there, we have students also that spoke Spanish.
Right.
So I learned also Spanish, you know, and then that's how I find my job, because you know, like the different languages that I learned in this country, because it's so there's so much diversity that I learned like Spanish with the same student that was in ESL class to learn English.
Right.
You know, and that's how I got a job, because with the first job that I had, most of the people spoke Spanish.
Right.
So I had to speak Spanish in that job. So that's the opportunities that this country offers you, because there's such a diversity in this country that there's so many languages, and I learned to speak so many languages in here.
Mm-hmm.
You know? So.
Okay. How did your status affect you at school?
I mean, you know, like I keep going back to when I first came here, I didn't speak English at all. So it felt very lonely. Being at that age, like, you know, 13 years old, and not be able to communicate with nobody, it was very lonely. I felt very alone.
Mm-hmm.
You know, that's how it is, you know?
Yeah. What opportunities were denied to you because you were an immigrant?
I mean, like, because I have such a strong accent, and I don't know if, you know, I cannot speak about other people. People like don't think we are smart, you know, just as smart as they are. So a lot of times, say I want to go buy a car, or sometimes say when we bought a house, like they don't speak to me. They all speak to the second person, like I was married, you know.
Right. And
say when we went to buy a car, they spoke to my husband because my husband was Italian, didn't have an accent, but because I had an accent, they don't think we're as intelligent as they are.
Right.
You know what I mean? So that's the advantage.
Okay. Where have you lived in New York City and why?
Okay, so when I first came to this country, I lived on Brooklyn, New York.
Mm.
On Avenue U, because my aunt, she lived there, and that's where I stayed when I first came here. And then I went to Sheepshead Bay.
Okay.
You know, because that's when I went to high school in Sheepshead Bay. So I had another aunt that lived there. And then now in Staten Island.
We're in Staten Island.
Huh? I live by Forest Avenue, Staten Island.
Okay. What was the hardest part about your move to New York City?
Leaving my dad, you know? Because
mm-hmm.
My dad stayed behind. He was supposed to follow us. But then, you know, like, he passed away, so he wasn't able to come. But, yeah, leaving my dad behind, that was the hardest thing.
Right.
When I left there.
What's your favorite part about living in New York?
I love New York. It's a fast pace, you know, like, just everyone's alive, you know, like, the shopping, I love shopping, and the food's amazing.
Right. How has your neighborhood changed since your arrival?
Oh my God. Like I explained to you, I lived in Brooklyn when I first came in, right?
Right.
So now everybody used to be Italian. You know, now it's like the old Chinese now. You know, that's how it's changed. Like, keeps changing, you know?
How has your reception in your neighborhood and the United States more generally changed over time?
First was good, then was bad, then was good. years ago, you know, when I first came, it was easy for us to come into the country. You know, my mom has a green card. You know, my mom always had a green card, and she was always able to go back and forth to Brazil.
Right.
Now she go back to Brazil, she's so scared that she has to just, you know, spend a couple of months there and come back because she's afraid it's not going to allow her to come back
to come back, right.
So it's different. It was easier for us to come before than what it is now. Now we fear that we're not going to be able to get back in.
Mm-hmm.
You know, so that's it. Yeah.
What would you like to change about the current U.S. immigration system?
Freedom for those that want to come here to, like, you know, to want what I wanted. You know, when I first came here, like, you know, like, just to be able to come to this country and be able to have freedom and not to be afraid. And now, like, it's not like that anymore, you know, like, not to stop those people that need to come in here, you know, that need a better life or want a better life for themselves,
mm-hmm.
you know, to let them in,
right.
you know, yeah.
How has the politics of the last decade impacted your experience as an immigrant in the United States?
Oh, my God. It's leaving the country. You know, like, I'm a citizen, and I'm afraid that if I leave for a certain amount of time, I'm not going to be able to come in. You know, like, I have sisters and my mom, you know, that, like I explained, she has a green card, and she's afraid to leave the country for a few months because she's afraid that they're not going to allow her to come in. You know, and my sister,
mm-hmm.
you know, that she wants to come visit her mom, or that she wants to come visit her sister, you know, and she's scared that they're not going to let her in, you know, because now it's, like I said, it's not as easy as when I first came to this country, you know what
right.
I mean? So, yeah, it's changes, mm-hmm. like, especially last 4 years.
So for you, it's negative right now?
Very negative, because, you know, like, my sister wants to come visit me, my sister wants to come see her mom, and, you know, it's, she doesn't know if she's going to be able to come in, or, you know, yeah, it's really hard.
Do you ever feel you have to hide who you are as an immigrant?
Sometimes, you know? Sometimes I do. Because people treat you different.
Right.
You know, I know I keep telling you about the people think you less than,
mm-hmm.
you know, or not as smart as they are because the accent, or because you come from another country, you know, we're not as smart as they are.
Right.
You know? Yeah.
I want to focus on significant events that impacted your community specifically. Can you elaborate?
Sure. So it's, you know, the, what is it, poverty?
Poverty.
You know, it's so big in Brazil that, like, the politicians, you know, like, they crook it, you know, the cops. Like, you cannot even, like, say you drive in the car and you want to stop in the red light. You can't make full stop. You have to slow down a little bit and you got to keep going because it's such a high crime there, like, so many, like, people that thieves and, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
that it's really bad, you know,
right.
like, you can't walk in the streets with your cell phone because they will actually rob you, you know, like,
mm-hmm.
it's really bad. It's not as people say or seem to think it is, you know what I mean? It's because
right.
it's such a poor country that, say, like, if you, there is no middle class in Brazil.
Mm-hmm.
You're either poor or rich.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I mean? So if you don't have the money, then you treat it really bad.
Yeah.
You know, so that's how it is.
Why did you come to America and not any other country?
I came here because my mom's family lived here.
Right.
You know, and then she, like I said, we, you know, we were supposed to come, like, me and her. I don't even know if you're supposed to come on vacation, you know, like, we're supposed to come here. And then my father passed away. And she sent me here because her sister lived here. And all her family was here. So that's the reason that I ended up here.
Mm-hmm.
Because her family was here.
How has your family stayed connected?
I mean, I have family all around the world, you know, like in Brazil, in Spain, over here in America. I mean, it's so many technologies today that's how they stay connected to the phone, you know, like to the computer.
Right.
It's so many ways that we can be connected now.
Can you tell me about your path to citizenship?
Oh yeah, I remember. It was a little bit scary, you know, like because I knew that was gonna be questions, you know, when you get there. So they give us this book to learn all these questions about who is the president, how many presidents were in this country. So it was, you know, was a little bit scary. But when I got there, you know, she just asked me 3 questions about, you know, like the democracy of the, you know, the United States, and was okay, a little bit scary, but then I was so proud of myself when they say, you know, you're a citizen, and I had to swear the oath, and it was pretty cool. It was good.
Okay. Do you speak any other languages besides English?
Yes, I speak Spanish, Portuguese, which is my first language, and Arabic. Arabic, but my parents are from Jerusalem, so that's how I learned the language.
Okay.
And Spanish, like I explained to you, because of my first job. Mm-hmm. You know, they all spoke Spanish, so I had to learn Spanish. Yes.
Okay. What was the hardest language to learn and why?
Arabic.
Arabic?
Yeah, Arabic is pretty hard. I don't know, it's just a quick language, you know? Either you know how to speak quick or like, yeah, Arabic is hard. Yeah.
Is there anything else you would want people to know about your immigrant status?
You know, I was born and raised in, I mean, I was born in Brazil, but my parents are Muslim. I mean, they're Arabic, so my religion is Muslim. So when 9/11 happened, you know, they would discriminate.
Right.
Like I was actually afraid. Because my mom, she wears the the veil,
hijab.
And the hijab. And when 9/11 happened, we were afraid for her to walk down the street that someone was going to attack her.
Right.
Because, you know, so, yeah, I feel sometimes that because of my religion, because people know I'm Arabic sometimes, that they do discriminate. Besides of me having an accent because I'm not from this country.
Right.
You know, also being a Muslim sometimes, yeah.
If you had to do it all over again, would you come here or would you have done something differently?
I would definitely have come to this country, and I do nothing differently, because you know what? This country has given me and my kids so many opportunities. My kids are American citizens. They were born here.
Right.
You know, I have 3 kids. You know, they have, one's a teacher, you know, like one goes to like a great school. I mean, no, I would have done everything just the same. Just the same, because it's made who I am today. And all day, like, all the experience that I had, you know, just, no, I would not done differently. I would have done the same.
Okay. Well, I want to thank you for your time. And thank you for talking with me and letting me be part of, you know, a little insight on your life. This concludes our interview with Sarah, and this has been Samantha Rios. Good night.